Thanks for meeting me out here. It means a lot to me that you would decide to hang out with me instead of going to the party with your friends. I know I'm your girlfriend and everything, but still, it's nice to have someone who actually puts me first. I'm not used to that. It's kind of what made me ask you out to these woods, actually. Remember how I told you I wanted to show you something? That's exactly where we're headed. If I'm being honest, I was trying to think of somewhere private that we could spend tonight. This isn't really the type of conversation that you have in front of people. I decided that the forest was the best place to do this. I happen to know these trees like the back of my hand, and there is a special clearing up ahead, one that I happen to spend quite a lot of time at. It's just a little bit ahead, meaning we're almost there. Think you can manage it? Come on, pup. You're doing good. Just a little bit more. If I didn't think you could handle it, I would have done this somewhere else. You're always impressing me, puppy. My fingers are crossed that you're not going to hate the surprise. What was that? It sounded like you were asking what it is that I'm going to show you. And to that, I say that ruins the fun of it, doesn't it? Besides, there is no real reason to tell you ahead of time since we're already here at the clearing. I came here earlier to set everything up. Go on, take a seat on the blanket. Make yourself comfortable. I promise this is nothing bad. At least, I hope you don't take it badly. Gosh, I did not expect myself to get nervous. There's something I've been wanting to talk to you about, and, well, I just haven't found the words to tell you, puppy. You always said that I could tell you anything, and I truthfully believe it. You're one of the most caring and open-minded people I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. You make me happier than I've ever been in my entire life. Which is why I've been hesitating to tell you this. I don't want to mess up what we have going, you know? Because I like you, puppy. I do. I really, really like you. I didn't think I would be one of those people who fell in love so fast with someone, but here we are. I'm just drawn to you. I can't explain it. You make me feel happy and safe. Something that I'm not used to feeling. For as long as I can remember, it's always felt like I was on the outside looking in. Seeing people make connections and have relationships. Meanwhile, I struggled to even understand where I fit in. And then I met you. And everything just clicked. I could finally let myself breathe and just be myself. I've never been happier, and it's all because of you, pup. You embraced me in all my weirdness and flaws and quirks, and you decided that regardless of them, you still want to be with me. You're the first person to ever view me as a person, it's felt like. I trust you with all my heart, which is why I have to rip the band-aid off and just tell you this. You deserve the truth. You have to promise me one thing, though. Promise me that you won't look at me differently. It'll just be easier to show you. You'll never believe me if it was simply just words. This is my true form. I'm not a human like I've led you to believe. I'm a werewolf. And before you say anything, please, let me get this out. Take a second or two to process all of this information. I know it's a lot to take in. From the giant tail to the dripping fangs and the large claws. You probably don't even recognize me like this. But I promise, it's still me, puppy. I'm still the same girl that you fell in love with. I promise. I'm just, well, I'm not a human. I didn't know when there would be a good time to tell you. And then the longer we dated, the more I started to procrastinate. I didn't want to end up 3 years into the relationship with you without you knowing my true nature. I couldn't do that to you, Pop. I love you. It's only fair that I treat you with the same respect that you've given me. You're my world, Pop, and I want you with every fiber of my being. You drive me crazy in all the best ways, puppy. And if this isn't what you want, I understand. Please say something, literally anything. You're not upset? This isn't making you run away in fear or something? Why would it? Why would it? Are you crazy? It would make more sense for you to feel fear right now. You are a human and just got told your girlfriend is a werewolf. You then watched me transform into my wolf form right before your very eyes. Everything else I've ever shown this to, they've ended up leaving me after this. Why aren't you leaving like everyone else? I love you, puppy. I love you so fucking much. I don't know how I got so lucky when I found you, but I did. You don't even see how amazing you are. How your smile draws the attention of everyone in the room. How your laugh lights up a space. You're the brightest star in the sky, puppy. I thank whatever powers that be every night that I get to call you mine. You're the most perfect person in the world, and I'm just some random wolf. I don't deserve you, puppy. You're far too good for me. But I can promise that I will spend every day for the rest of my life trying to be someone worthy of your affection. That is, if you would let me. What on earth did I do to deserve you, puppy? You're not pulling away. You're leaning into the kiss. You like how I feel in this form, don't you? In my normal form, I'm smaller than you. But in my werewolf form, I'm much larger than you, aren't I? Towering about a foot above your head, your eyes keep darting to the muscles in my arms, to the abs on my stomach, to how thick my thighs look. You enjoy this form of mine, don't you? You don't know how happy that makes me to hear, puppy. Because there's a lot I can do in this form that I can't do in my regular one. Felt you shiver at just the thought of it. How cute. Do you want a hands-on demonstration, pup? This is the only way to get rid of these. After all, your clothes are only gonna get in my way, puppy. Don't want any inch of you hidden from me. My, my. Look at how wet you are, pup. Is this all for me? It's because you felt one of the main differences between my two forms, haven't you? In my regular human form, I have a pussy. But in this form, I've got a cock with a knot hanging between my legs. Don't have to use a strap this time, puppy. Can use my actual cock to fuck you because I'm an alpha. Human sex is fairly straightforward, but werewolves are a bit more complicated. We have things like secondary sexes, but you don't have to worry your sweet little head about stuff like that. You only have to concern yourself with that kind of thing if you become one of us. It's okay, puppy. I know you're a little worried. I'll make sure to go slow and gentle. Wouldn't want to break you too quickly now. I knew you could take it. You're always such a good puppy, aren't you? Taking whatever I give you with a smile on your lips, right? Should have seen this coming. That you would enjoy the side of myself. You've always liked it a little rough, haven't you? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it, puppy. Let out those sounds. Don't like that you're keeping them to yourself. If my cock is making you feel so good, then you should be letting out those sounds for me. That's better. That's what I like to hear. You sound so fucking good. It only makes me want to go harder with you. But I gotta control myself. I wouldn't want to hurt you by giving into my instincts now. Oh, fuck. That's it, puppy. Look at you. Don't gotta worry about being quiet. We're in the middle of nowhere. No one's going to see you give it up like the slut you are. That can just be our dirty little secret, right? Shuddering underneath my sighs as your pussy stretches around me. If you think I feel good now, just wait until you get my knots. Something tells me you're going to love the feeling of being bred by me, slut. We've played pretend plenty of times, trying to knock you up with my strap. Think it's going to work this time since it's my real cock and not my pussy? Maybe I should turn you into a werewolf just to be sure. Sink my teeth into that delicate neck of yours. Mark you forever as part beast. Wonder if you would become a sweet and pliant omega. Stay a feisty little beta, or turn into an alpha equal to me. Doesn't matter which one you would become to me, as long as I get to have you all to myself, I'll be fine with it. I don't want to share you with anyone else. You're my slut puppy, and I don't like to share what's mine. This is my pussy to fuck, isn't it? Which means that you're my pup slut, aren't you? It sounds so lovely coming from you. Just love how rapt your voice sounds from taking me as deep as you are. My hand comes down to start circling your clits. Oh, fuck. Does it feel good, puppy? Oh, yeah, I know it does. Judging from that noise you made, you're really enjoying yourself, aren't you? Oh, yeah. That's a good puppy, taking it so well, making Alpha feel really good. Look so good when you surrender yourself to me, submit to the pleasure I give you. It feels good to just lay back and take it, doesn't it? It's not like Alpha expects much from you, not when you're like this. No thoughts in your head. Can only think about how good you're feeling. How nice my claw feels playing with your clit. How good my cock is making you feel with every brush against your G-spots. Don't need to do anything else to look good. Make Alpha feel nice with your pussy. Oh, yeah. Nothing but tight heat choking me, bringing me closer with every thrust inside you. Can't help but squirm underneath my much larger form, trying to get away from how good it feels, trying to get yourself closer. You aren't sure. All you know is that you want more, huh? Oh, it's okay, puppy. You look your best when you're pathetic like this. All pitiful and rocking against me, trying to give yourself more friction. So fucking wet. You've ruined the blanket underneath you. Do you not have any dignity, slut? I guess you don't. That's what makes you so easy, isn't it? If you actually respected yourself, then you wouldn't spread your legs so easily for a werewolf, now would you? Your pussy wouldn't have started to get wet watching me transform. my bones rearranging themselves into this beastly form. Oh, one that you seem to really, really enjoy. Didn't think you would like how it feels to be split open by a werewolf, did you? Now that you've had it happen, you don't know if you can go back to the strap, do you? Do you think the strap will even feel half as good as my cock breeding you, puppy? Oof. I'm gonna ruin you for everyone else, puppy. And that happens to suit me just fine. That's the point of this. Don't want anyone else to be able to make you feel good. Don't want you coming from anyone else's touch or cock or even a dildo. No, no, no. Your orgasms are for me from now on, understand? Yeah, just like you, pup. You belong to me. You're my pretty little slut. No one else gets to look at you. No one else gets to touch you. No one else even gets to breathe in your general direction. Oh, and you don't seem to have any complaints about that, do you? No, no, no. It only pushes you closer to the edge, doesn't it? Knowing how bad I've got it for you. Knowing how easily I would burn down everything to get to you. You've got me wrapped around your finger, puppy. You know that. I would do anything to make you happy, to make you feel good, to make sure that you're mine forever. Should I bite you? That thought keeps popping in my head. It's starting to sound better and better, turning you into a werewolf like me. But you take to it so fucking well, too. Everything you do is perfect. Would you like that, puppy? Do you want to be like me? Oh, fuck. I bet you would. Got all the makings to make a great wolf, too. Maybe if you're a good puppy, if you can make me gum, I'll change you. Do you think you can handle that? Because I know you can. Know you can take it, puppy. Wouldn't give you more than you can handle, especially as you feel my knot expanding, getting thicker with every thrust inside you. Fuck. Gonna be a good slut and get alpha to breed your pussy. That's how you get turned. Gonna make sure you're a proper pup slut. Yes, I am. Oh, feel so fucking good. That's it. Writhing underneath me. Can feel you getting closer. Just can't help yourself. It feels too good, doesn't it? Oh, fuck. Not even in control of your own body. How cute. You're so pathetic like this. No dignity, no composure. Just a slut squirming around in my cock. That's a good puppy. Oh, fuck. So fucking close. Wanna show me how good you can be and come with me? Of course you do. Always want to be my good puppy. That's the only thing you've ever wanted. To be a good pup for Alpha. It's okay. You can do that by letting go. I want you to come, puppy. You can do it. Be a good slut and come with me. Come on, I know. You still with me, puppy? Barely, huh? That's okay. I'm still impressed with you, puppy. Yes, I am. You did so good for me. Can't believe you let me bite you like that. I've never done that before. How does it feel? I mean, I imagine it would be sore. I just sunk my fangs into you. But like, do you feel any different? I thought it would be an instant change. I was born like this, so I've never seen the process up close. Werewolf code states that we can only turn those we intend to mate. Which is something I, really didn't want to tell you, because it makes me sound like a sap. But I guess the cat's out of the bag now. Here. We can discuss it in the morning when you're not so focused on the feeling of my knots. It's a bit distracting, is it not? Well, if you're going to be wanting to see my wolf form more, then you're going to have to get used to this feeling. Is that something you would be okay with? Somehow I knew you would be. Already nuzzling against me and closing your eyes. You're comfortable, aren't you? I love you so much, puppy. I'm so lucky to have you. If I have to spend every single day proving that I'm worthy to call you mine, then I will. You're my world, and I will love you until my dying breath, pup.